Today, we'd like to see the title of Rise in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. For online courses of people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the host of heaven, which they have loved and which they have served, after which they have worked, which they have sought, and which they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be like refuse on the face of the earth. What steps do we see to worship or a creature? And what problems did they have before the Lord? The first question, what steps do we see to worship a creature, and what problems did they have before the Lord? Question 2, in verse 4, will they fall and not rise? Will one turn away and not return? What does it mean? What does it mean? Question 3, in verse 9, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So, what wisdom do they have? What does the question of what wisdom do they have mean? What does the question of what wisdom do they have mean? First of all, we want to see brief background. Jeremiah prophesied Judah, the 15th king in Josiah, through the 17th king Jehoiakim, or 18th king Jehoiachin, before Babylonian invaded in Judah country. So the range is 640 through 597 before Christ. During that time, Jeremiah delivered God's word to the people of Judah. Josiah, the 15th king, a good king, Josiah's descendant, Jehoiachin, the king, his grandson, that's the 18th king, but the other three kings and his sons, in the last days over in Judah, until Babylon invaded. So that time Josiah descended for the one grandkid, and the other three sons became kings over the last years of Judah. Verse 1, at that time said the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the king of Judah and the bones of the princes and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. Here, at that time. So in order to understand at that time, we are seeing previous verse, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 34. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. So at the time when the land of Judah shall be desolate, so which means when Babylon invaded, conquered in Judah in 586 before Christ. So why God allowed the Judah to suffer, to bear the desolate time? Because last time, chapter 7, verse 18, the children gathered wood, the fathers kindled the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the queen of heaven, that is Ashtoreth. the goddess of fertility, and they pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me, provoke God to anger. That's the first reason, so idol worships. The verse 31 too, another idol, God here, they have built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters. So child sacrifices in the fire, which I did not command, nor did it come into my heart. So they worshiped Moloch, God, too. So because of their idol worships, so God allowed Babylon to conquer Judah, the southern nation. So at that time, said the Lord, they shall bring out their bones. Here, basically, that time is a Jewish people practice a pagan god to worship forefathers, forefathers, like in Judah, the king, princes, priests, prophets, or inhabitants. So his family members, forefathers like that. So they shall spread them. So Jewish people, Judah's people shall spread the bones where? Before the sun and the moon or the host of heaven which they have loved. So basically, finally they worshiped the sun, the moon, or the host of heaven. So they were digging up their forefathers' bones, then scattered before idol gods. So here, we can see the step to worship a creature. Here, first love. So lover, number two, serve. So for example, I love my father. So then I serve to father. Then, please the father, that's a problem. Please the father, or please a thing, or surrender myself to creature. So that time is I change to alter the course of my life. Then, walked with him, sought him. Then they have finally worshiped. So, we should please only God, not please other thing. So we are singing God alone we long to worship. So which means we worship God exclusively. That's a problem to Jewish people, because they worship the God as well as their forefathers, even bones. Then other creatures, moon god, sun god, the host of heavens, like that. So that's a problem. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be like refuse on the face of the earth. So when Babylon invaded into Jerusalem, the capital city, and Judah, so they could not preserve, continue to keep on their worship, forefathers, bones, also, moon god, any other creatures, thing. So all of them were, all bones were, will be scattered before either gods. So here, verses 1 and 2 shows us those gods are dead, not living God, only one living God. Verse 3, then death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of those who remain of this evil family. So basically God called in Judah as an evil family because of spiritual adultery. Who remain in all the places where I haven't driven them, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 4, moreover, you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, will they fall and not rise? Will one turn away and not return? Because naturally, we fall down, we try to stand up, you know, rise up. So naturally, we turn away from right faith. We try to return to right faith. This is means, verse 4 means, they lost the conscience. Conscious meaning natural understanding. The 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, deceiving spirits. For example, here, you know, idol, moon god, you know, sun god, or ancient god, you know, host of heaven, doctrines, demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy. Hypocrisy meaning they said this, but they did another way. Hypocrisy having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. So their own conscience seared with a hot iron. So their own conscience was burnt out. You know, their own conscience is senseless. So basically, so they lost understanding naturally when they are born. So they fall down, they try to stand up and rise up, but they wouldn't do so. Verse 5, why had these people slidden back from God? Jerusalem, in a perpetual backsliding, they hold fast to deceit, they refuse to return. So their heart are stubborn, very hard. Verse 6, I listened and heard, but they do not speak all right. They do not speak rightly. No man repented of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? So the other old people lied and cheated. The other old people worshiped them. What's the problem, you know, for me? You know, what have I done? You know, old people have done so. You know, what's the problem? Everyone turned to his own course, as the horse rushes into the battle at the risk of a horse's life. Verse 7, so everyone turned to his own course, meaning everyone pleases a creature. So everyone has a stubborn heart. Verse 7, even the stork, like a bird in the heavens, knows her appointed time, such as migration of a bird. You know, birds are leaving from the winter time to the spring time place. Then is the spring place and become winter time. They would leave from there to another. You know, so the birds know appointed time. You know, winter time, you know, should leave. You know, springtime, you know, they immigrate into springtime place. And the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. They are going to the spring time place. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. So Babylonian invasion prophecy, they do not believe Babylonian invasion of Jeremiah prophecy. So they do not know the judgment of the Lord. How can you say we are wise and the Lord of the Lord is with us? So Jewish people had the law of the Lord, which means God gave through Moses to Old Testament the law of the Lord. But the law of the Lord has no value if you do not keep it. Romans chapter 3, chapter 7, verse 31, Romans chapter 7, verse 13, and chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. Chapter 13, has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not, but sin, that it might appear sin was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly simple. Basically, the law of the Lord is good, but the problem, we are sinners. We cannot keep the law. That's why even if the law is good or holy, so the law tells us how much we are sinners. Then, Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4, for what the law could not do, in that it is weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the Lord might be fulfilled in us who do not work according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Basically, disciple Paul, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ cleansed our sin. We could not perform by ourselves the law of commandment, but through the Lord Jesus Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, the Holy Spirit through us to perform, to fulfill the law of the Lord. So that's say. So what wisdom do they have? So no word of God in heart, there is no wisdom. Because if you do not live in the Lord Jesus Christ, all people shall die eternally. Subject to eternal death. John chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. For God so loved the world that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, which meaning already subject to eternal death, perish, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? Because they do not accept the word of the Lord, or they do not fulfill the word of the Lord. So therefore, they would have no wisdom. Simply means they are foolish, because they will perish forever. Verse 10, therefore I will give their wives to others. So Babylon kidnapped wives, and their fields also. The Babylon, they took her over their fields, stole their field to those who will inherit them. Because from the least even to the greatest, everyone is given to covetousness. Covetousness is, the Bible said, covetousness is an idol. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire. Passion here means sexual desire kind of thing. Evil desire and covetousness, which is idolatry. Covetousness. So ethic or moral collapse leads to society collapse. Covetousness from the prophet, even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They said righteously, but they did wrongfully. Verse 11, for they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace. The false prophet said, you know, peace, peace, you know, Babylon, you know, would not, you know, invade into Judah, so keep peace, peace. Now, Jesus said, John chapter 14, verse 27, last month's meditation, verse said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus' peace is totally different from the world peace. World peace, you know, depends upon circumstances. Jesus' peace, you know, not depend upon circumstances. That's, you know, absolute, you know, peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. So when, you know, we read the last book of Church Missa, when, you know, the storm hit, you know, he said, you know, so basically a lot of, you know, the lung cancer, you know, surgery, a lot of painfulness. But when, you know, we look at the Lord Jesus Christ, we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a peace, even if, you know, a lot of, you know, suffering, you know, surrounding, you know, us, you know, kind of thing. So here, peace, you know, true peace, you know, coming from the Lord. When there is no peace, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Rhetorical question. So if you commit a shamefulness, you know, obviously, naturally, you should be ashamed. But your, you know, conscience, natural understanding, you know, capacity was burnt out, so senseless. So that's why no shameful, no feeling of guilt, no remorse. Rather than they flaunted, they prided. For example, homosexuality. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis chapter 19, verse 5, here, say, and they called, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah citizens called to Lord and said to him, where are the men? The men, and actually the angel, you know, coming to man, the man who came to you tonight, bring them out to us, that we may know them carnally. Know here meaning physical sexual relationship with them, carnally in body, homosexuality. They prided homosexuality, they flaunted. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 6, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not praise itself. Love is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. So that kind of a flaunting, prating, you know, abomination, such as homosexuality, they rejoice, you know, in iniquity. Also, they pray, you know, the shamefulness to the people, contrary to obvious agape love. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. Nor they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall in time of their punishment, the Babylon invasion. They shall be cast down, said the Lord. So here we see deterioration of Judah was in progress soon. Let's see each question. In verse 2, Judah people shall spread them bones before the sun and the moon and all the host of heavens which they have loved, which they have served, and after which they have worked, which they have sought, and which they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be like refuse on the face of the earth. What steps do we see to worship creature here? First, love, servant. So two steps, you know, would be okay. But the next step, you know, problem. Walk with him. Work with it. Then sort it. Sort the creature. Finally, worship it. So here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 step, you know, talking about that is a problem. There is the worker, you know, from worker, you know, that a problem. Please the man, you know, please the moon, you know, sun, you know, like that. Then is they changed their lives, they surrendered their lives to creatures. Then is what problems did they have before the Lord? Because they should have worshipped God exclusively. That's a problem. Exclusively. You alone I long to worship. Question 2. In verse 4, will they fall and not rise? Will one turn away and not return? What does it mean? Means they lost conscience or natural understanding. They lost conscience. Question 3. In verse 9, the wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? What does the question of what wisdom of do they have mean? Which meaning they do not have a wisdom. Simply means they are foolish because they don't have the word of God in their hearts. Because anyway, they will, you know, perish, you know, without the word of God, you know, obviously. In New Testament, the gospel, you know, without the Lord Jesus Christ. So everybody will, you know, perish. Let's just sing song all together, page 40, number 5.